ויען סימן קוף דלת סיפי על כל ברוכה שאודם שמיה בכל מוקרים. Whenever a person hears a ברוכה אימר, so he says on the ברוכה after the הזכרת השם ברוך הוא וברוך שמי. Let us see the משנה ברורה סיפקותן חוף אלף אימר ואם הוא עמד במוקים שנרשוי להפסיק. But what if he is in the middle of davening that he is not permitted to be mafsik? Kegain bepsuki de zimre, b'choshkein bebirchas krishme, afilo bein aprokim, also la omre. Then he's not permitted to say because it's a hafsik. And since the Baruch Hu Baruch Shema is not mentioned in Chazal, so therefore one is not permitted to say it from Psuki de Zimra to after the Nabada Givis by Birchas Krishma and Krishma. That's case number one. Then you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. V'chein, im shoma brocho shechayev boy. What if he is going to be yaitze with the brocho that someone else is saying? When he wants to be yaitze with his broche. For example, kivirka shofar or megile v'kiddush chahai gavne. And then also, if he wants to be yaitze with him's broche, in lanes baruch hu uvoruch shemai. The shemaya ke'oine, it is considered like he is making the broche. Uchman da'oma ba'atzmai ha'broche damye. It's just like he's saying the broche, v'avi hefzik the broche. So it's like he is saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. So he's being mishane, the matvei of the broche. The broche is Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and he's saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. So this is a hefzik in the broche. I'm just thinking, I don't know clearly, it many times mentioned in the din of Shemaya Ka'ine, there are two ways to understand this halacha. One way to understand halacha is Shemaya Ka'ine is considered like I am saying the bracha through Shmiya. That means just like one can speak with his mouth, one can also speak through his ears. The Shmiya alone is an oifen of aniyah. One can, by listening to the bracha, it's considered ki'ilu, I am saying the bracha. There's another pshat in Shemaya Ka'ine. We don't consider like I am saying the bracha. Now I'm yaitze with the bracha that the other person is making for me. So I'm yaitze with his bracha. So now, if we learn the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, would seem like he's saying the Shemaya Ka'ine, Chaman da Omer ba'atzmai ha'bracha damye. We consider like he is saying the bracha. So then I understand very well, so I can't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. But if we would say that I'm yaitze with the bracha of the Mavorech, since I'm listening to him, so I'm yaitze with his bracha, so then L'chayre, he is saying a bracha, the bracha helps for me, so why is it considered a hamsik in the bracha? That means he's making the bracha, the mavorich is not mafsik, and I'm listening to his bracha, I'm yaitza with his bracha. So I don't understand clearly why it should be a hafsik. Yes.
So,
yeah.
Then all this should also be a hafsik. Because he made a kiddush, he made work at work.
Now, see, we'll see later. Later, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says this is different. We'll come to it later. We'll explain. Amen is different than Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. Nishbu speaks about it later, and we'll speak about it later. Al Kaponim. When they hear the Shem. So this Dilshu speaks about this. If there's an inyan, but let's just finish this seat and then we'll speak about that. So fine. So he says, Lamaisa, this is considered a hefsek. It's a hefsek in the bracha. So therefore, one should find out want to be yaitza with the bracha by Bichas, Shaifer, Megillah, Kiddush. I should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shem. Vayim b'chayodam, the nishar b'tzorchin l'inyan d'yavid. And the chayodam is mesupik that what if he did answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, is that it could be he lost the bracha. V'nira li, so the Rishabuz machir, the b'diyavid, ein lahachma b'zeh. If he did say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, and so b'diyavid, he's yaitze. I am b'sefer modern gebrim ha-shakosu b'shei ma'isei rekeach. The ma'isei rekeach holds that it's b'chlal afil l'chadchil anara hefsik. This is a chelik of the shevach that is being given to the Rabbi Nishalayim. So al-kaponim, so the Mishibur says, b'di'yavid hu b'yaitze. That's how you pass kids. L'chadchil u'bon should not do it. Baruch hu u'bor shemai. Now, what is the makayr to say Baruch hu u'bor shemai? So he brings two makayrs. The remez lozem imashom arakosuv ki shem Hashem ekro obo goydel lelekeinu. When you hear the shem Hashem, so there's an inyan obo goydel lelekeinu. So that's, so you hear the shem Hashem, Baruch at Hashem, so havo goydo leilekeinu. Va'oid, a second time to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, im kshemaskirin tzadik boso v'dom, tzorech levolcho yishnema zecher tzadik levroche. That when you mention a tzadik, you should be mevorech him. So that's what Shlaim HaMelech said, zecher tzadik levroche, tzadike sheloilom. So we mention the tzaddikei shalom, the rabbeinu shalom, malachas kama v'kama. That is the makor. Now, just one second. By Bichus Koyanim. Alec. Maybe the Pesukei Teshuva speaks about it. If it's not totally in a bracha, it brings down, I think, 2 days about us to say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim by Bichus Koyanim. Oh, I can't find it. Sure. So let's go a little further. Take a note. He brings down? Just 1 second. What? We'll come to that, so we'll speak about this mamish next. Now, so that's the reason to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Ubrocha Yishech Simosam Kotzer, Rak Yishtei Teibos. Let's say the chsim of the bracha ends with two words, kipokeyach ivrim, bebirchas ashacha, v'chai gavne b'shmeine esrei, just one second. So if a person is a short broche, kipekech yivrim, bebichus ha-shach v'chai gavna b'shmai ne'esrei, chai ninadoas, b'chol ha-broches, me'anochein l'shli yasiba l'izoyer oz, shloy l'mayer kol kach lachtoim tekef es ha-broche. That means like this. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and the Olam is saying, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, and in the meantime, he's going further, and it could very well be that he ended the Baruch while they were in the middle of saying, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, and they didn't hear the Chsimas HaBaruch. So that's a wrong thing to do. He should wait, Elalisha Isma'at, he should wait. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem. So when they're saying, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, he should wait, Kedei Shekol Ha'inim Yishmu Eizah Baruchem Messiah Machakach. That means that if he's waiting, so then they'll hear later that he says, Pekei Chivrim, Chaynin Adot. Number one, so they hear the Baruch and what they're saying, Omeinam. And also, they'll be able to answer Amen right away. That means if a fellow, they know which bracha, or they hear the bracha, but they say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, and he ended by Keiach Ibrim, where they were in the middle of Baruch, he's going very quickly. The Ilavochi, because if he won't wait, he's determined to finish the brochim as soon as possible. Lefomim al yedei hakel shal niyas bochu bochu shemoi, harbe meinim einim yoidim eiza brochim misayim. They don't know bechlal on what brochim he's ending. They didn't hear the chsimis ha-brochim, which is a big problem. That means, like other sheets, that's called an Omen Yisayma. I don't know what I'm answering Omen. The Gam Ani Yosom, who Einenu Tekef Acha Shekila HaBrocha. The Locha is, in Omen Yisayma, there's one shot I have to know what Brocha I'm answering Omen. And number two, it has to be right after the Brocha. Now these people are saying, B'kavonim Bochu Vohu Shemoi, and the shots, in the meantime, finish the bracha. V'chol zeh yesh p'chsha shalom min yisayme uch l'kamon b'siv ches b'hago. So the Sha'atim brings down that because of this chshash, other people b'chlal didn't say baruch hu baruch shemoi. That means if you have such a combination that the shots is going quickly, and they're saying b'kavon baruch hu baruch shemoi, so you're going to lose out in the amen. It might become an amen yisayme. So therefore, others were machmer. They didn't say baruch hu baruch shemoi. But the Sha'atim wants to say, I have a better answer, that the shat should not speak, and the mele. And if the shatz is not speeding, so memele you'll have the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi Zecher Tzadik Levroche, and you'll be able to answer Amen properly. Siv Vov. V'yanu Amen Acher Kol Broche. One should answer Amen after all broches that he hears. Bein Oysam Sheyotzu Yedei Tfilim. Beside those who were already Yotze Shemay Nesrei. So Memele, they're listening to the shots, not to be Yotze Shemay Nesrei through the shots. They were Yotze already, so they're answering Amen on the Baruch of the shots. Vein Oysom Shaloi Yotzu. And those And those who were not Yoytze, the Shatz is being Maitzi them, they should also answer Ome. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Shelo Yotzu, Rotzu Loimer, Af Api Shehem Yoytzim Akshav B'Tzilas HaShatz. So now they're being Yoytze with his Broche. Einom Koinin Omem Acher B'Chasas. That was your Shaila. So he says to Lachaire, if I'm Yaitu with Shemeya Koine, so we should consider it like I'm answering Omein on my own broche. Shemi Kolmokim Heim Einam Oimrim Klum Elo Shemim. Lamaise, so it would seem that the Svar is as follows. The Dirshu brings up from Rav Moshe, there's an Issa to answer Omein on the broche he had made. It seems that he wants to be Moisif the takone of Anshei Knesset Agdoila. Anshei Knesset Agdoila said a person should make a broche. Now he wants to be Moisif on what they said. I'll also say Omein, I'll be Ma'amis the broche that I said. So that's called Megune. Don't be Moisif. If you're making the broche, that alone is you're being, by saying the broche, you are mamin what you're saying. So there's no necessity, and it's Megune, if you're Moisif on this, I say the broche, and I say Omein also. But if I'm not saying the broche, I'm Yaitse, either through Shmiye, either with his Amire, or a fellow with my shmiyim, but I'm not saying the broche. So then there's no gnai if I'm saying omein on what I heard. The whole gnai of omein was only if you're saying the broche plus saying omein. But like this, if you're yaitza with it, since you didn't say the broche, So that was Takonas Chazal. When you hear a broche, you answer Omein. Let's go further. Ubi Kavone. Another thing, he should be Mechavin when he answers the Omein. What's the Kavone? Shechavin Beliboy Emes Hi HaBroche Sheberech HaMevorech Vani Mamin Bozeh. That is the Taich Omein. Omein is Hamonas Borim. I believe what was said. So he should think not Samazay to say Omein. The Kavon is very essential. So he should think what he said, I believe in that. It is true and I believe in that. So that's the Kavon that one should have when he answers Omein. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ubekavone, ayim b'chayodom klaubov shekosav, yichavin baniyosei omeim, gam alma sheomer hamavoich, boruch ato Hashem. Boruch ato Hashem choynei nadoich, boruch Hashem mogin avrom. So, in the broche, there are two components, two chalokim. Da'ayin sheomer hashak, boruch ato Hashem mogin avrom. Yechavin o'ines o'omein o'omein shi'im avoyrech shem Hashem shohoyo mogin avrom. That means the Baruch Hashem mogin avrom. So we're saying what the Rabbeinu Shalom did, he protected Avrom b'ur kazdim, but we're saying also shi'im avoyrech the Hashem who was the mogin avrom v'chai gavne b'chol habroches by all the broches. MSE Vizel Bibicha Saido Kigain Bor Sharma. So when I'm saying Omein, I'm saying Melech Mohulo Batish Bochis. That's true. That the Rabbeinu Shloim is praised with Batish Bochis. That means there's no Cheschoinis by the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's Mohulo Batish Bochis. Kegain bor sha'omar v'yishtabach v'goal Yisrael by Mesama by Meirev. Look, I have So I'm saying this is true. The Rebbein Shem is Malchmul about Tishbachis. Avol b'tfile, but what if there's a bakoshe in the bracha also? So then there is another kavana which is necessary. Emesi, it is true. Chayne nadoas, the Rebbein Shem is the one that's chayne nadoas. The gam ani mispalo shi yirotzen shi yikuyim dovolze kem bibirchas ato chayne shabike shi mispalo choneinu meitcho. There's a bakosha here. In the bracha there are two components. There's a bakosha choneinu meitcho choch mabina vadoas. So there's a bakoshe, and there's also, we say the Rebbein Shem is the one who's chaynin hados. Baruch HaTashem chaynin hados. So yechavim, so then there is a double kavonim. He should be lechavim emes shehu chaynin deyat. That's Baruch HaTashem chaynin hados. So Rebbein Shem is the one that gives the das. And then he should think v'yirotzayim Shechoinen lonu gamkein deya. Because in the bracha there was a bakosha. V'choneinu meyitcho chochma bina vodas. There was a bakosha. So on this bakosha we're saying omein with a kavone that this bakosha should be niskayim etzleinu. It should be chalanos. V'yirotzin shechoyne lono gam kein deyo. V'chahay gavne b'chol ha'bochets. So the Zamuridik is ach, the Omein, which is such a powerful milot, such a powerful word, we don't have a musig, the godless of Omein. So, but the Omein has two translations. So if it's a bichas ha'idor, so then the translation is, I'm mamin, and this is true. And if there's a bakosha also, so then the omen is that the bakosha should be niskayim. Kein yirotzen, this should be the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shleilo. The Shulchan Aruch is speaking about, the pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about Shemayna Esrei of others he's talking about. So and that let's say, okay, there's a whole bir halacha that speaks about this, but let's say Hakela Kodesh. The bracha of Hakela Kodesh is a bracha that is only saying a shvach of the Rebbeinu Shem. He's not talking about. So in the bracha's Rishonis, so there is only a bracha of shvach. And that he say omen, but if in the bracha is more than that, then it should be ma'isef another kavona. What you mean? Yeah. We had the Pesach net. God Allah, you know, I mean, yes, I'll kaponim. The Lord says, yes, Shechayinon gam keidas, v'chayigam na b'chol ha-brochis. U'b'kaddish, tzorich l'chavin, al ha-osid l'vat. Sheyeomnu devorov mashehu mevakesh sheyizgale malchusoin bagolo uvizman koriv the ikar inye mevada yikuyu mabsoi kuma shekosu b'yemu yiyah Hashem echot Muradi Kazach. What is the... So he says like this. The Pasuk says that ultichabi this will be lost and loved. But we are asking, ba'agole, it should be b'mheira. That's Abba Kosher. It will zicher be, but we're being mevakesh, so he's gadol, he's kadosh, the bagolov is mankozim, ve'imru omeim, so we are being mespalo that he is gadol, he is kadosh, should be b'meiro. So that is the kavone of the omeim. So the Shizgal Machusay Bagolov is Mankorev, Nikra Nyimavade Yikuyum Besoyev, Gmashe Kosbe Mo Yi Hashem Echot. And Al Kaponim, here the Dirshu brings down that by Bakoshis you also answer Omein, like by the Harachmans, by, so you hear a person says, Harachman, this is the Yimul Chorin Lavod, Yen Sa'omein. If you hear Yen is being Mevakesh, Yen Sa'omein. And the same thing by Yal of the Yavoi, Zachainu. But you say Zachainu, so that you also should say, these are Bakoshes. So Yizgadu, Yizkadish, should be Bagolu, Yizman Korim, so Yen Sa'omein. Dikin Yimavada, Yekuyim Lubsoit. Kosova Prima Godim. The oiner omein acher birchas hamachzer. Now, this we're ending avoide at hamachzer. The retzei starts avoide. We end avoide with the broch hamachzer shchinos elitzi. So on that we say omein. Now this haydo. Now we're going to start moedim. So one should not put it together, Omein Moedim Anachnu Loch, because then it would seem that the Omein is a Sheikhus with the Moedim, and Be'emesin, they're two different things. The Omein is on the end of Avoideh, and Moedim is the beginning of Avoideh. So Memele, the Oina Omein Achabichas Hamarzer, the Yoimer B'yachat Omein Moedim Anachnu Loch. Yomen koi al habroche kenal, it's going in a marzu shinos lotzien umoidim huinyim bifnei atzmoi rak yishe miyad ache teves omen. He should wait, there should be a shia marzu shinos lotzien omen, then moidim anachnu loch. Or the same thing by Kaddish, it's not omen yehesh mei rabo, omen is going. And Bagolu is Mankorev Imro Omeim. That's on that Bakoshe. Now there's a new Bakoshe, Yeish Mei Rabba Mevora. So also there should be a Shehiyah between the Omein and the next Amira that you are saying. So there should be a Hefzah between Omein and then Moedim and Omein and Yeish Mei Rabba. Rakishi me'atachatei b'somein. Mishin is damalei lanis omein al shnei dvorim. What if he hears, let's say, two broches, oinei shnei ameinim? Zechazeh. V'yichavim b'chol omein esinia mahu oinei. Hatfei odes loima omein ve'omein. This is a preferable lotion. Yeah. Siv Zayin. Loi yosiach sichas chulen bisho shishliach tzibo choyzer hatfile. One should not speak by chazoros hashatz. Vim soch, and if he did speak, so he has to know how great the kilkul is that he was mekalku. Hu choyte is a choyte the godel avoynei minisoy. And this Avera is, it's too great. Minisai that the Rabbi Nishloilom could be Seivel, this Chet, the Goyerin boy, and one should be Goyish, should scream on the person who is talking in Chazoros Hashat. I'd like to mention for a few minutes, I once heard from Agoin Matishoy Salomon Shlita, he was Ma'ira, this lotion of Godol Avoinai Menesoi is a posik. Kayan said this posik. He said it to the Rabbi Shalom, Godol Avoinai Menesoi. He killed Hevel, the whole world. This Aveira, you can't be stable. So, by killing Kevel, either a sixth or a seventh of the world was, he killed out a sixth of the world. How many people were there? And on that, he tainted, no, God the Aveira Minasai, please. And here, the Machaber says, a person who's speaking by Chazoras Hashatz is not saying B'loshen to me. He's saying B'loshen, this is God, this, we cannot be, the Rabbeinu Shalom can't be nice in this oven. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a nice, but not this oven. God will avoid him in this way. So he said, so what's the chayma, what is so terrible about speaking in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz? So he said, it says in Parshas Vizchanon, Kimi goy godol ashaloy elekim kroivim eilov, kashem elekeinu b'chol koreinu eilov. That Klal Yisrael possesses, there's no other nation in the world that possesses this maila ashaloy elekim kroivim eilov, kashem elekeinu b'chol koreinu eilov. Now the Targum says on this pasuk that we have the Rabbeinu Shalom that's Korev Lei Lekablo Tzloisa Be'idin Aksa. That in the Eis Tore, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekablo Atvilis. And in Targum Yonis and Benazil, it says, Va'ovid Bo'uson, and he does what we are Mebakish. So Memele, this Pasuk is telling us the magnitude of the koyach atfilah that Klal Yisrael possesses, that it can, if it's an eis tzara, we have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who is listening to atfilas, he's mekabel atfilas, and he'll help us. He'll help us based on it. This is, and that's the pasuk is saying, there's no other nation in the world that possesses this gevaldike koyach. That is the koyach atfilah of Klal Yisrael. If a person is mezalzel in the tefillah, that means we have here, this is a chazoras hashatz, this is a tefillah satzibur, and we have mordeke koyches with this tefillah, it's reife chayle am Yisrael, mevorech hashonim, it's mordeke. If a person is mezalzel in this, so others, Chaim Kaufman wanted to be medame. The Gemara says in Tzayv Baruches, it says that Vayichasu Bavgodim Lo Yicham Loi, that David HaMelech B'Tzayv Yomov, Bavgodim were unable to keep him warm. He was cold. Now what was the reason? So Chazal said, Kol HaMevazeh Bavgodim There was a pa'ula that David HaMelech had done. There was a bizoyan to Begodim. Now this is put into the teva. This is the teva of Begodim. Begodim keep a person warm. But if a person is mezalzel in the Begodim, so this koyach with Alpi Teva, Begodim possess, but since he was mezalzel in these Begodim, it loses its koyach, and he's not capable of deriving benefit from Begodim. As I state in the Gemara, v'leicham loy. So here we're speaking about a moirdik koyach, ruchni, that Klal Yisrael has, that the Bechol Koreinu Eilav, the Rebbeinu Shalom listens to Atfilah, he's Mekabel Atfilah. And if a person is mezalzel in this, so he took away such a koyach from this tzibur, that this is Godol Avoinei Minasai. This can never be forgiven. This is we get such a potential. And this person, by being mezalzel in this, we lost this koyach. That's what the Mechaber says. Let us see. Bisho Rotoloima Afilu im Yirtzele Zoyer Besoyv Kol Broche. He'll make sure that he lands Omein and the Broche Lecham Lanis Omein. Kosa Bishlo Reisim Acharedim Al Dvar Hashem Shemesimim Hasidur Bifneim Bishas Chazoros Atfilu. They want to make sure they're concentrating. Not only the numbers over, they want to hear every word of the shots. Beineim v'libam shom shlayiru chutzah. So they're focusing on the siddur. Vos mechavnim al kol mila mila. I mean, it's right. So this aveira can never be, the Rebbeinu Shlom can never be soivul this chet. Kosev b'liyo rabbe b'shem ha-kol boy. Oila anoshim shemesichim ba'is ha-tfile. Kireinu kamo beis ha-knesses. Nechrebu b'shvil oven ze. The mamish the whole shul became chorev. Because of this aveira. V'yesh l'manis anoshim yiduim mashkiach al ze, to make sure that this zilzul should not occur. And forget one, we were thinking about the COVID of the Messiah, or the COVID Shemaim, the COVID, I mean, if this person is stubborn, one should be mashkiach to make sure that he's doing such a damage to the tefillah, it's mamish hashrek. From a meila, this is, if you do it, the Tosfos Yontif said the whole Gzeiros Tach was because they used to speak in the shuls. That put about, I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of Eden were killed. Haktanim, another Siddachim, the Ger Rebbe said that by the Sfardim were not Nenesh in the Second World War, like the Ashkenazim. He said that was because they're very nizer in the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses, and they don't speak by Chazoros Hashas. Al Koponim. Now the Ramos says, for the Yulamed Bona Vaktanim Shiyanu Omein, he should teach his children, should answer Omein on the Brochik Yad, Shatinik Oina Omein, Yesh Lechelek Lo'ilam Abo. The child. What? Yes, no, the child. Yeah, the tinnik. Yes, the tinnik, I mean, yes, loy, the tinnik. The tinnik, it's chelik me'elam abo. If he answers one tzomei. Zag to Mishnah Berure, Aktanim, Bezor Shechanchim, Sheyamdu Be'im Avire, Vaktanim, Be'yoyser, Orotzim, Be'shovim, Be'veis HaKnesses, Be'shoik, if they're too small, and the whole union of Seder, of Kvei Beis HaKnesses, is beyond their comprehension, is Mutav Shuloi Lavi, so don't bring them to Shul. The Hergul Nasa Teva, you margul him that's the Shul. The Shul is a playground. The guy, so Mele, he knows whenever he comes to Shul, here's the playground, the big place, he can run around. The gam says, so you're embedding in the tinnik that this is the anhog of the Beis HaKnesses, number one. As long as they're not staring in the shul. The gam is metridim la'atzibah b'tfilos, and you've done this a second cheshbon also. That the Mervat calls another cheshbon, nochim l'ho'ov, המייביק תנים כאילו בייסק נסו שקיח על בגדיים וסנדוליים אם הם נקיים another problem זה כביצויה כדי שלהלאב שלותה למספלים בסרט על המייסיים ולא עושים הם פייאלות משתבור וסיף קוד גימו